And let's check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, and find out about the week's scams and spams. Steve, good morning. We understand that check fraud is increasing. Tell us about that.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me today. Yes, check fraud is increasing, especially in Cook County as well. The banks are seeing the record number of complaints, and it's double from 2021 numbers already. And it's just want consumers to be aware that it's important to use a certain pen. You want to use an indelible ink on your checks. Because what's happening is if these are stealing these keys to these mailboxes and check washing your check and making for a larger amount and cashing it. It's happening to a lot of people. It happened to an employee of the BBB recently on a couple of her checks. A lot of times it's, you know, checks written to doctor's office because they're typically in those different color envelopes, so the thieves know that. So if you are going to do a check by mail, we advise you go right into the post office and deposit it. Mm-hmm. As opposed to putting into those blue mailboxes, because if you've seen online, you know, these mail postal employees are getting held up for those keys, and that's how they're getting into the post office boxes.
In the mail, every once in a while, you get these notices about class action suits, and you try to read through all the small print, try to figure out if you can get any money and how you go about doing that. But there are some scams involving class action lawsuit notices, aren't there?
There is, Bob, and unfortunately the scammers try to take advantage of the situation. For instance, at Camp Lejeune class action lawsuit that's happening, you know, the law firm and a marketing firm spent about $40 million in advertising these types of class action notices. So the scammers pick up on this. They send you an email or a text and saying that, hey, you could be part of this, but we need your personal and confidential information, Bob. And then they think they're part of this, settlement when they actually have nothing to do with it, but they're getting their identification information to steal their identity down the road. So if you feel you're part of the class action, it's best to contact the law firm directly that's related to this. Don't follow those, click on those links, Bob, because as you know what happens, you click on those links, you can end up at anyone's site.
Right. And most of those notices will come in the actual mail, right? You would get a hard copy notice, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most of those would come there as well, but there are some that do come by emails from the law firms as well, so it's best to deal directly with the law firm itself directly. Even if you get it in the mail, you should get it in the mail from them as well.
Got it. Well, it's opening day, so this is a good time to talk about ticket scams, and even though we're working with electronic tickets mostly now, there are still some problems to watch out for. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Bob, I think everybody thinks they're safe. Your electronic tickets, that you're getting this electronic ticket from somebody and it can't be changed or altered. Well, they can. They make copies of it. They do things that you don't know what you're looking for. So especially with today's opening day at Wrigley Field, we want consumers to be aware there are scammers out there, and there are, unfortunately, scammers that sell tickets. So it's best to deal with a licensed ticket broker, because sometimes you can't tell these tickets are good, even electronically they send it to you, because they could be copies or replicas of somebody else's tickets. And Lollapalooza coming, Bob, and all the other concerts coming to Chicago, there's going to be a scam for each of these particular concerts. So deal with companies you know and trust, check with the Better Business Bureau, and deal with licensed ticket brokers.
I got to believe that that situation has improved, though, now that we've moved away from the hard copy tickets. But as you say, electronic tickets are not immune to fraud, are they?
Correct. They're not immune to fraud at all, because consumers don't know what to look for sometimes. They're buying tickets, and they're buying it from fake websites. So they're going to tell you they have everything, and they're going to send you everything. And we've seen last year with the Lollapalooza, they send these fake wristbands out and fake tickets out. Consumers don't know what to look for, and that's what happened. So it's just because they're electronic doesn't mean that they're safe. You got to make sure you're dealing with a reputable place, and it's best to deal with the venue itself if you can, and if not, do a licensed ticket broker and check them out with the BBB.
Yep, BBB.org, Better Business Bureau website. And finally, these sad stories of the poor people in Mississippi who got hit by that tornado. Folks want to help, but you have to donate safely and carefully for tornado relief in the South, don't you?
It does, Bob. Every time there's a calamity or disaster like this, the scammers do come out of the woodwork. I don't know how they sleep at night, but unfortunately, they're taking advantage of the situation. And what the Better Business Bureau always suggests to their members is to make certain you give, but give wisely. And what I mean by that, Bob, is to make sure you know who you are donating to, especially in these tornado-ridden areas, and to make sure that these charities are somewhat, reviewed by somebody, especially the Better Business Bureau, to see if they're actually a legitimate organization, because the scammers will come out of the woodwork, and you want to verify their, trustworthiness, and also if they understand about these types of disaster release efforts. Are they experiencing these organizations are experiencing it, so they can help these people in these tornado areas? And you want to make sure that the appeals are clear and who's doing the appeals, Bob, and make sure you're donating to a legitimate charity.
Be careful out there. Steve Burness, thank you. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good day.